Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Burt Show.
The superficial debate is directed right towards women right here. And let me tell you how I even got into it. I'm at the W Buckhead. I think it was on Saturday night. And my group of fellas meet a group of girls, and we all start hanging out and talking, right? And throughout the course of the night, one of the girls makes some kind of, like, side joke to another girl. And all the girls in the groups had to respond to it because they knew what was going on and nobody else was. So one of the girls said, you know what that's about? Is that Melissa here one time was mistaken for a prostitute.
Okay.
Somebody propositioned her on the road. Like they thought, I guess the way she
was
dressed.
Awesome.
Or what have you.
Oh, man.
And thought that she was a prostitute. Full on, was confident and like offered her, you know, like how much is this going to be?
Wow.
And she... just like you guys, totally and completely offended by it. And another girl in the group says, well, I mean, it could be worse. It's not like she said you were pregnant or anything. So a 10-minute debate between five women starts to break out on which is more offensive, to be mistaken as a prostitute or be mistaken for a pregnant woman, if you are not pregnant. And it was one of these moments where I was sitting back going, is this really happening? Are they really?
Is this really a debate?
They might have been buzzed, but they were very passionate about it.
I'm trying to think.
Which is more offensive?
It's really, that is a more difficult question to answer than you might think. Yeah,
I guess it is, because they were going at it for 10 minutes before finally someone in the group said, okay, we got to put an end to this, but there was no clear conclusion.
Really?
None.
Yeah, most women right now are going,
I don't know. Well, because, let's dive into it, okay? So the offensive part about being, you know, solicited as prostitute obviously means that you look available for, you know, getting paid to do that.
For money.
For money, yeah. To do that for money. So that means that you've either
Let's just say you look cheap.
Yeah.
You look cheap. Too provocatively.
Provocative, yeah. Trashy.
Which is better, to look cheap and trashy or to look fat?
That's really the bottom line.
Yes.
Right?
Wow.
Should we ask?
And women.
What's the struggle here?
404-741-Q100.
Yeah.
Should we get Tracy's opinion?
She is pregnant.
That's what I mean.
But see, pregnant is a different kind of overweight because it's all in one place. Mm-hmm. So if you're mistaken for being pregnant, you have like a typical man's belly because men carry their weight in their belly. You know what I mean? Like that's where men usually put their extra weight. And for women, it's usually like hips, booty, thighs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a woman and you're mistaken for being pregnant, then you're carrying your extra weight like a man.
And that and it doesn't get any more offensive. Than that?
I don't know.
I'll say it. I'd rather look trashy.
You'd rather look trashy.
I'd rather look trashy.
Than be fat.
Because then you can...
Go ahead, say it. Be honest.
Yeah, I'd rather look trashy. I don't know. I just don't want to...
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Hard.
That is the toughest decision to make.
Well, do you think I'm a street prostitute or do you think I'm somebody that, you know, high class?
You're not an escort. You're a prostitute.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm not an escort.
They didn't say escort. They said prostitute, and that's a different thing.
Okay,
I mean, if you're an escort,
it's the difference between being an escort outside of a hotel in Buckhead or on Ponce by that.
Am I Julia Roberts prostitute or
am I Ponce and Boulevard? Okay.
So Wendy has weighed in and she said it's worse to be
Terrence Howard movie?
The difference between a prostitute and an escort is a prostitute will work in a car. An escort, you have to pay him extra to do that.
One has a website. One has a website and one doesn't.
Right.
The escort will have a website. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. We're attacking the important stuff today. Would you? What is more offensive?
I think pregnant, because I've actually been walking down in Buckhead with jeans on, a sweatshirt, and a cop pulled over and offered me money. So you don't have to look hoary to have people offer you money. For sex,
how much did you take to get?
They couldn't afford this. No, I'm just joking.
So it is worse for you to be mistaken as pregnant.
Pregnant, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
For someone to call you a prostitute, though, I mean, it could be a long night of drinking, your eyeliner's running. I mean, anybody will pull you over if they're desperate in the middle of the night. So you can be like, no, I mean, but...
Like, in your own mind, as a woman, you can justify them making the mistake by calling you a prostitute. But if they mistake you as pregnant, then fat is fat is.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that what you're saying?
In a roundabout way, yes.
My mom always said, fat is... No, I'm just kidding.
You didn't finish that because you didn't want us to say that.
Don't say that.
Kelsey, is it worse to be mistaken as a prostitute or pregnant?
It's definitely worse to be mistaken as pregnant.
Yeah.
I would have to say I agree with the ladies that if someone mistakes you as a prostitute... Then they're pretty much, you don't know what their idea of a prostitute is. You could be a high-class prostitute, but if you're mistaken as pregnant, you're just mistaken as pregnant. You got a belly, you're looking fat. I'd rather be mistaken as a prostitute.
If you're mistaken as a prostitute, you say pretty woman or hustle and flow.
Yeah.
And depending on what they say, then I know if I'm offended or not.
Pretty woman, then...
Like, okay.
All right.
You know,
She rocks those boots in Pretty Woman, okay?
Yes. If we take one more pregnancy call, can we send an intern to make sure Tracy doesn't jump out a window?
But she is pregnant.
It's not
mistaken for being pregnant.
Right.
She has a baby in there.
Yeah, I know, but you're getting all these calls going, yeah, I would much rather be a prostitute than be fat and pregnant looking.
Well, Tracy, I mean, women, yeah, I'm sorry, but sometimes, yeah.
So is our website evolved enough to where we could actually make a poll, an online poll out of this?
I'm not really sure. Do you need it this month?
Hey, Jennifer, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Which is more offensive, to be mistaken as pregnant or a prostitute?
Oh, definitely pregnant. At least if you're a prostitute, somebody wants to be with you.
Oh, God.
I didn't say that. That didn't come out of my mouth.
Oh, snap. Wow, that was burn.
It's pretty clear cut here. Good morning, Melanie. You're on Q100.
Not much of a debate.
No.
I would much rather be told that I look pregnant than like a $2 person going down the sidewalk. That's much better to me than being told I look like a prostitute. But okay. I don't have a belly, but if I had a belly, I would be more offended if somebody called me a prostitute.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I love how she had to add that. She had to add, I don't have a belly, but if I did.
But if I did.
See,
yeah.
So.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Why would you do this to her, Jeff? You don't.
What am I doing? I didn't have any comment.
She is pregnant.
This is just mean. I'd rather be a prostitute than look like Tracy.
Put it on him.
I didn't do anything.
That's not what we said.
It's not the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
It's totally different.
Well, I'm pregnant, and everybody would rather look like a whore than look like me. Completely different. Yeah.
So are you all in agreement? Melissa, I don't think I heard a final definitive
word. Yeah, I don't want to be called fat. I'm a woman. I don't.
Yeah.
It would be more offensive to me if somebody thought I was pregnant than somebody solicited me for sex.
Jeff.
Yeah. Call me a whore. Don't tell me I got a baby bump.
But whores come in different shapes and sizes. So, I mean, everyone in here.
Oh, my God. Are you a prostitute and are you pregnant? Then I would just.
Then that's just bad.
Yeah.
You're on The Burt Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky. And I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack. And guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild. And we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.